Okay, let's get started. Today's daf is Vav Metzia, daf Lamed Vav. We are a little bit behind. We're on daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, about 15, 17 lines up from the bottom of the page. We are up to Amar Rabbi Zeira. The first one line is Da'ato, so we're in the middle of that line. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Pa'am Shabala Mishalman Kama Paros L'socher. Sometimes, again, we're working off the case of our Mishnah, where the case is a man rented a cow, and then he went and lent it to somebody else. So we said that if the cow dies kedarka, so the man who rented it just has to take a shvuah that it actually died kedarka, it was Mesa kedarka, and he's off the hook, because the socher isn't chayiv when it's Mesa kedarka. The shoel who borrowed it from the socher is going to have to pay the socher money, according to the Tanna Kamma, because the shoel is chayiv when he's socher kedarka. Rabbi Zera says, but you can imagine a case where the original owner of the cow is going to end up having to pay the socher, who only rented one cow from him. He's going to end up having to pay him multiple cows. So not only is the payment going backwards from the guy who owns the cow to the socher, but it's going to be multiple cows. How can you imagine such a case? Hechi dami, right? The Gemara says it's intriguing. It's a classic pedagogy. The Gemara is saying a crazy maskana, then you have to try to figure out. It's a riddle, right? So hechi dami, igra mine mea yomi. A guy rents a cow from the owner for 100 days. V'hadashayli mine tishin yomi, and then the original owner borrows it back from the renter for 90 days. So Tosfos just keeps us up to date. He says, okay, now if you're keeping score at home, says Tosfos, hashta im mesa chayiv shtei paros l'socher. Now, if it dies in the hands of the original owner, who's borrowing it from the guy he rented it to, he's going to owe the guy he rented it to two cows. Why? Achas shtei shelo, one to be his, that he owes him because he borrowed from a renter, and when you borrow from a renter, you're chayiv to reimburse him if the cow dies. The cow dies kedarka, so one for to give back to the socher. Va'acha shi'asa b'malacha yud yamim v'yachziran l'maskir. And one for him to get 10 days of work out of, because there's a 10-day differential between the period of Schirus and the period of She'ela. So he needs to give him still 10 days worth of work out of it. So he needs to give him another cow for him to work with for 10 days before returning it back to the original owner. So Aval Ishai Lua Kuf Yom Lo Yischaiv Lo Rak Achas Shel She'ela. Now, had the loan been for 100 days, then, and it would match the days of the Schirus, then he would only have to reimburse him one cow like any other Shalel. But then, says the Gemara, the case isn't over yet. Hadar agramine timnin yomi. Then the socher goes and rents it again from the maskir, who is also a borrower at this point, for 80 days. Vahadar shayli mine shivin yomi. And then the maskir slash owner borrows it again for masker slash owner slash shoel, borrows it again for 70 days. And then, umeso betochime she'elasa. And then it dies during the days of the she'elah. So exactly what Tosa said, you just double it, because the same relationship happened over again. So da'akol she'elah v'she'elah mechayiv chad para. For each loan, for each borrowing, he's going to be chayiv one para. Meaning that's one para that he's going to have to give him, pay him to keep. He's also going to be chayiv for each loan, one para to give him 10 days of work out of for each loan. So it's really going to be a total of four paros. So I'm going to revach me dipti the ravina michti chadu parahi ayla va'afka afka mischiris va'ayla l'sheila afka mishela va'ayla l'schiris. Come on, it's one cow. They transferred its title, whether it was rented or loaned or lent, but it's really one cow. Can you really be chayiv four cows for one cow? That's crazy. So amalei umi yisa l'para be'ena d'nei malei hachi. Well, if the cow is still around, if it wasn't dead, then you're right. You could say, look, it's one cow, just give it back. But it's not around, so we have to look at chiyuvim. And when you look at chiyuvim, you can end up with multiple payments. Mar bravashi amar ein lo alein el shtei paros. Mar bravashi says, no, maximum, all he's going to have to pay is two cows. No matter how many times this goes back and forth, you're only going to have to pay two cows. Chad de she'ela v'chad de schirus. One for the loan, one for the rental. Shum she'ela achasi, no matter how many times you borrow the same cow, lending is called one thing. Vishum schirus achasi, and no matter how many times you rent the same cow, renting is all fits into one category. The she'ela kani legamri, the schirus avad vayimei schiruseha umahadale lemara. So no matter how many times it goes back and forth, no matter how many times you rinse and repeat, it's still going to be only two cows. The cow that you're paying back for borrowing and having it die kedarka, you're going to allow the socher to keep, because that's the borrower's chi of klapei the socher, and the cow that you're paying to make sure the socher gets his money's worth of time out of that cow, you only have to give it to him for a little while, those 10 days or whatever the time differential might be, and then he's going to have to return it, period. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, again, working off the case in our Mishnah, where you have a renter who then lends it to somebody, and the animal dies while in the hands of the lender, of the borrower, rather. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pa'amim Sheshneim Bechatos, there we can visualize a case where both the lender and both the renter and the borrower are both going to be chayiv a karban chatos for swearing falsely, for lying. Pam Sheshneim Ba'asham, we can visualize a case where both the borrower and the renter are going to be chayiv a carbon asham for swearing falsely. Now, right off the bat, what's the difference between a chatas and an asham? When you swear falsely, are you chayiv a chatas, and when are you chayiv an asham? So the Gemara is going to explain all that to us in just a moment. But we're not done with the possibilities. Pa'amim shasocher b'chatas v'ashol ba'asham. Sometimes the renter is going to be chayiv a carbon chatas, the borrower is going to be chayiv a carbon asham. Sometimes the renter is going to be chayv a karban asham, the borrower is going to be chayv a karban chatas. Again, all for lying about what happened to the cow, to the same cow. Okay, so how does this work out? So first the Gemara says a title, a heading, that we need to know, the basic rule in order for any of this to make sense. Kfiras mamon asham, bitois fasayim chatas. So the rule in Shavua is that if you take a false Shavua that relates to denying money that you actually owe, so through your Shavua you are trying to exempt yourself from a monetary payment that you should have to pay, yechayv a karban asham. If through your false Shavua you're not changing any monetary obligations, you're just saying that that something happened and it didn't happen, it's just bitois vasayim, so you're going to be chayiv a karban chatas. Now that we know that rule, let's go back and try to recreate all four cases. Pa'amim sheshneim b'chatas, when do we say that both the renter and the borrower are going to be chayiv a karban chatas for a false Shavua, meaning neither of their false Shavuas have monetary consequences? Kigon shemesa kedarka, the animal in fact dies kedarka, in the hands of the shoel, va'amru nansa, and they both claim and they swear that it was only an ones, that died by ones. So therefore, socher de ben kach ben kach miftar pater bechatas. The socher is going to be pater whether it was mesa kedarka or whether it was ones. He's pater either way, klape the bailim, so he's going to be pater with a carbon chatas. That's all he's going to need. He's not going to need the carbon asham. There was no monetary obligation that he exempted himself from by saying it was an ones, because either way, he wouldn't be chayiv money. Shoel de ben kach ben kach yuvim chayiv bechatas. And the shoel is chayiv in everything. He's chayiv in ones and also. So he's not getting himself out of anything either by saying it was an ones when in fact it was mesa kedarka, so he's going to be chayv a karban chatas as well, and not a karban asham, because again, there was no benefit to him swearing in terms of no monetary benefit to him swearing falsely. So that's the case where they're both going to be chayv a karban chatas. The Ritva over here asks, why isn't it called a kfiras mamon legabe the hide of the animal, the nevela of the animal? When animals mesa kedarka, the aura and the nevela go back to the bailum. When an animal's nansa, the bailim get nothing. So doesn't it turn out that through the Shavua, they actually did deny owing money? Because when they would have said mesa kedarka, they're chayiv to give back money. If they would have been honest, they'd be chayiv to give back at least the value of the hide of the animal, of the nevela, the carcass of the animal. But now that they said that it was ne'ensa, they don't have to give back anything. So the Ritva has three terutzim. Terutz number one is, he says, it could be we're talking about where the or and the nevela are worth less than a pruta, so it's not called kfiras mamon. But the definition of kfiras mamon is that it's worth at least a pruta. Terutz number two, he says, it could be that the case is, it was mesa kedarka, and they're saying as soon as it was mesa kedarka, it fell into the river and got swept away. So we don't have the nevela. In that case, if you don't have the nevela anyway, or meaning that's the reality, they're claiming it was nansa, but the reality is that it was mesa kedarka and got swept away by the river. So there was no nevela to pay back anyway, there was no carcass to pay back anyway. Teretz number three says, really you do return the ar and the nevela to the bailim. They say that it was nansa, ali they list him, and therefore they're not kofar anything, meaning the claim is that listed mezuyim came, that robbers come, And therefore, meaning by your normal onus, you would return the nevela to the Baalim. But over here, the claim is that robbers came, so there was nothing that they could do about it. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara. What's the second case? Pamim sheshneim ba'asham. Sometimes they're both actually kofra mamon with their shvua. How so? Kugon shenignava gets stolen va'amru meisam acham esmulacha. And they say it died on account of its doing its normal work. Ditarvayu kokafri mamon. In that case, they're both actually being kofra mamon. Because in reality, it was stolen. So really, they should be chayv. They're both chayv money. But since they claimed it was made samach m'smalach, they're both trying to get themselves off the hook from the monetary payment. How so? Socher bechatos. I'm sorry. So in that case, they're both technically chayv money. The Gemara doesn't spell it all out. They're both technically chayv money because in a case where it's nignava, the socher is also chayv on gneva veda. The shol is chayv on gneva veda, and each one is trying to get themselves off the hook by saying that it was made samach m'smalach because the shol also is going to be putter when it's made samach m'smalach. So by claiming it was Mesa Machamas Malacha, he's getting himself off of having to pay money. Case number three, Socher Bechatos V'Shoel Ba'asham. What's a case where the Socher is Chayv Karban Chatos, meaning he's not saving himself any money through his lie, and the Shoel is Chayv Karban Asham because he is saving himself money through his lie. Kigon Shemesa Kedarka V'Amru Mesa Machamas Malacha. It in fact died Kedarka, but they claim it was Mesa Machamas Malacha. So Socher Debein Kach Ubein Kach Mifter Pater Chayv Bechatos. Socher is going to be pater either way, whether it's Mesa Kedak or Mesa Macham Smalacha, so it doesn't matter that he lied about it, and therefore he's only going to be Chayv Echatas, he's not going to be Chayv in Asham. He didn't save any money by lying. Shoel de Mechayv be Mesa Kedak of a ka pater nafshe be Mesa Macham Smalacha ba Asham. But the Shoel, who's Chayv when it's Mesa Kedarka, but when it's Mesa Macham Smalacha, he's pater, so he lied in a way that's saving him money, and therefore he's going to be Chayv a carbon Asham. Case number four. Socher ba Asham be Shoel Bechatas. What's the case where the Socher it was stolen, and they claim that it died kedarka. Well, if it was stolen, the socher should have been chayiv, because the socher is chayiv in gnev v'aveda. And still, he patters himself, he tries to exempt himself by lying and saying that it was mesa kedarka, so he's trying to exempt himself from monetary payment. Clearly, then, he's chayiv a karbon asham. Shoel ben kach ben kach yuvim mechayiv bechatas. A shoel is going to be chayiv when it's mesa kedarka, and chayiv when it's gnev v'aveda, so either way, he's going to be chayiv, and therefore his chiyuv is only going to be a karbon chatas. Says Tosfos, the Gemara takes it for granted that a socher is chayiv in gnev v'aveda. The Gemara takes it as a davar pashut. Tosfos says, in fact, we have a machlokas what the status of a socher is, whether a socher has a din of a shomer sachar or a socher has a din of a shomer chinam. Now, shomer sachar is chayiv in gnev v'aveda, shomer chinam is patur from gnev v'aveda. And over here, it's a stam of the Gemara, just makes an assumption that automatically, if you're a socher, you're going to be chayiv in Gnev Vaveda. So Tos just points out, Mikan Yeshlo Chiach, Halacha, Command Yamar, De Socher, Kishomer Sachadami. That over here, it's very clear, this Gemara is a great raya that we paskin that a Socher is a din of a Shomer Sachar, and he says there are other rayas in Shas as well, but this Gemara is as good a raya as any. Stam of the Gemara making a straight assumption that a Socher is going to be Chayiv in Gnev Vaveda. Okay, now that we're done with that whole analysis of how all four all four eventualities in terms of the chiyuv for a false shavua can happen. So the Gemara says, "My kamash milan." The truth is, we could have stopped this discussion right after we said the words "kfiras mamon asham bitur svasayim chatas" on the fourth line. That was the only important line. That whenever I'm denying a monetary payment, I'm chayiv a karban asham. Whenever I'm swearing falsely, denying something that's not a monetary payment, I'm just swearing falsely, I'm chayiv a karban chatas. The rest we could have filled in the blanks on our own. It's just you just have to know the basic rules of shmirah and who's chayiv for what. Why waste so many words? Why waste the last 10-12 lines going through and explaining each and every case? It's obvious once you know those basic two rules. So says Gemara, lafukamit Rabbi Ami. It's not so obvious. It's teaching me to say not like Rabbi Ami. Da'amar kol shvua shadayana mashbiyim osa ein chayavan ala mishum shvuas bitoy. Rabbi Ami says that any time dayanim force you to swear, so you're not going to be chayav mishum shvuas bitoy when you swear a harmless false shvua. Meaning when you swear a false shvua, that's not going to change any monetary payment. How do I know that? Shenamar, our pasuk says, O nefesh kisi shava levat tebis vasayim, and we darshan kisi shava me'atzma, that only if you take that shvua on your own. Shvua's bitoy is when on your own you take a shvua that's not true. But if Beis Din forced you to take a shvua and then you take a shvua that's not true, you're not going to be chayiv the actual karban. Is it mutter? No. But you're not going to be chayiv a karban, the karban chatos, for shvua's bitoy. Kamash melon velok Rabbi Yami, and therefore comes to teach me that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yami. We hold that you're chayiv for shvua's bitoy even when it's a shvua be'Beis Din. Now, Tosos points out that we could have said that there's another chiddush over here. Lafuki min Rabbi Yami says Tosos, who are din dav metzal lemer lafuki min Shmuel. We also could have said that this is coming to teach me not like Shmuel, because Shmuel says dam per gimel to shvuos bitoy lesa elo biyachal lihi yos lehaba, that shvuos bitoy, you're only going to be chayv for shvuos bitoy when it's about something that could be in the future also. Meaning shvuos bitoy has to be technically shvuos bitoy can come in two forms. It could be lying about something that happened in the past, or about something that will happen in the future. But the event that you're describing in the past, you have to at least have the potential to be able to lie about the future. How so? So let's see. Avol shvua shezarak ploni tsro liyam pater. If you take a shvua that someone threw a rock into the ocean, you're pater. Why? Shein yachalomar shvua sheyizro. You can't possibly take a shvua that somebody else will throw something into the ocean. Take a shvua, you'll throw something into the ocean, but you can't take a shvua that somebody else will throw something into the ocean, and therefore it's not possible to be lahaba, and therefore it's not subject to shvua's bitui. V'hachum l'chayiv shvua ki nishpa shenensa, afagav d'lesa b'lahaba. Now over here, what's the shvua's bitui? You're saying it was ne'enas, an onus happened to it. You could never say that in futuristic terms. You would never be able to say, I'm taking a shvua that there will be an onus. An onus by definition is unpredictable. So you can't take a shvua that there will be an onus. So it's also la fuke mi de Shmuel, this brisa. Okay, so either way, for whatever reason, the Gemara didn't give that example. Okay, now we go into one of the major sugyas in Bava Metzia. Shomer shemasa l'shomer. So Itmar, says the Gemara, shomer shemasa l'shomer. If you have one shomer, gives it over to another shomer to watch. I mean, you ask me to watch your item, and I instead give it over to somebody else to watch. So Rav Amar Pater, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Rav says right off the bat, you're Pater when you're Moser to another Shomer. Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayiv when you give it to another Shomer for whatever happens to it. So Amar Abayi, L'tamei de Rav, according to whatever, to Rav's logic, that you're Pater, Lomi Bayi Shomer Chinim Shemasa L'Shomer Sachar Diyulei Ailu L'Shmiraso. Not only am I Pater when I am a Shomer Chinim and I give it to a Shomer Sachar to watch, so I'm raising its level of Shmira by giving it to another Shomer, where you might think it's more obvious that I'm going to be pater in that case. Even if a shomer sachar, the original shomer is a shomer sachar, and he gives it to someone else who's a shomer chinam to watch, still, where you're downgrading the level of shmira, still you're going to be pater. My time, why would that be the case? Why would you be pater? Damashal, the bendas. Because bottom line, you gave it to a bendas. As long as you gave it to a bendas, you're going to be pater. You gave it to someone who knows how to watch things. So you weren't at all negligent in it, and therefore you're going to be pater. You're going to be off the hook. Well, the time of Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you're going to be chayiv when a shomer gives to another shomer, it's the opposite extreme. Lomi by shomer sachar shemasa l'shomer chinam degrei gar l'shmiraso. Not only is when a shomer a sachar gives it to a shomer chinam where he downgrades the shmira, is he going to be chayiv, where you would think logically he should be chayiv. Ela afilu shomer chinam shemasa l'shomer sachar diyulei aliyo l'shmiraso chayiv. Even where a shomer chinam gives it to a shomer sachar where he raises the level of shmira, he's also going to be chayiv. Because the original owner can say, look, I trusted you. I didn't trust somebody else for whatever reason. I wanted this pikadon by you. I don't care how much more shmira you think the other guy's doing. If I don't trust him to do it, there's a reason I didn't give it to him. I gave it to you to watch, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for anything that happens while it's in the hands of that second shomer. So a couple of important points. First of all, Tosfos. Rav Amar Pater says Tosfos im Tomar, Hatnan Perak Gimel de Gittin, the Mishnah in the third Perak of Gittin says as follows, Im Omar Tol Himena Chefetz Ploni, Lo Yishalchena Biad Acher. If I send a shliach to take something from somebody, you're not allowed to go, or to give something to somebody, he's not allowed to go and send it with somebody else. The shliach is not allowed to take that item, the get, and go give it to another shliach to bring. So isn't that exactly a case of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer? And I thought Rav holds Shomer Shmos and the Shomer's Pater, what he's arguing on the Mishnah Gittin. So says Tosos, very important. Rav only said that a Shomer Shmos and the Shomer is Pater. Pater means that if you did it, you're not going to have to pay. You're not going to be culpable. You're not going to be responsible for any monetary obligations. Is it a good thing to do? Do you win Tzaddik of the Year awards? No, it's usur. It's certainly usur if someone trusts you to watch their item, to go give it to somebody else. That's out of the question, says Tosfos. No way. We're not arguing whether it's mutter or not. We're arguing whether you're going to be chayiv for it. And there's a big difference between the two. It's clear in the Mishnah and Gittin that it's going to be usur. Now, it happens to be that if you look in the Rashba and Gittin over there, the Rashba and Gittin understands that the Isser of giving it to another guy is Dafka Din by a get. But by most Pikadons, we wouldn't say that. And therefore the Rashba understands the way we understood Kipshuto over here, that when Rav says Shomer Shmos the Shomer's Pater, that he holds that it's Mutter also, that it's Pater or Mutter, that you're allowed to go give it to another Shomer. So it is a Machlokas Rishonim, but that's Tosos Shita, is that just because Rav says Pater doesn't mean it's Mutter, and that's an important Shita to remember. So that is point number one that's critical to remember. The other point that's important over here is that there's a Machlokas Rishonim. According to Rav, that a Shomer Shmos or the Shomer's Pater, is the first guy Pater totally to the point that even if the second guy was negligent with it, the first guy can say to the owner, look, it's not my issue, I gave it to a responsible adult, he was negligent with it, deal with him, go to him, he's the one that was negligent with it. Or maybe no, maybe he's not completely putter, he's only putter from those types of damages that happened to it that he would have been putter from anyway, meaning if he was a Shomer Chinam, so he's putter from Gnev Vaveda, right? So he's not going to have to pay for Gnev Vaveda. But if the second Shomer was Poshea with it, since the original Shomer would be Chayiv for Pshia, maybe he still has to answer for that, for the second Shomer's Pshia. So that's Machlokas Rishonim. The Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ritva all say that a Shomer, Shomos al Shomer, the first guy is completely Potter, even if the second guy was Poshea, and he's able to tell the Bailim, go to the second guy. I gave it to a Bendas, the Bendas stood in my place, and even if that second Shomer doesn't have what to pay, I mean, even if he's out of money, you can't come back to me to try to collect money. He's your Shomer, he's the one that you have to deal with, only the second guy, only the Bendas. Rashi's Shita in Maseches Baba Kama, and he alludes to it here as well, is that the first guy's patur is only from what he would have been patur from anyway. But anything that he himself would have been chayiv in, like Pshia, he doesn't become exempt from by giving it to another Shomer. Says the Gemara. Vayitu in the Gemara now. Amrav Chista, just keep in mind that this whole analysis that we just said of how Rav would even say patur when you upgrade when you downgrade rather the Shmira, and Rabbi Yochanan would even say Chayiv when you upgrade the Shmira, that was Abaye's analysis, right? And Abaye would say that Rav's whole Svara is I gave it to a Bendas, there's nothing more that I have to do, and that Rabbi Yochanan's whole Svara is that the original owner could say I gave it to you to watch, I don't trust anybody else to watch it. Good, just keep that in mind. Am Rav Chista, says Rav Chista, had the Rav lav beferishit marel machlala. The truth is, Rav never really stated that a Shomer Shmos or the Shomer is Pater. We had to figure it out based on the story that happened. What happened? Danu ginoi de kol yom havu mafkadi marayu gabada hi safta. There were a bunch of gardeners that every single day they would give as a pikadon their hose to an elderly woman. Yom echad afkadinu legabi chad minayu. One day, instead of giving it to that woman, these gardeners gave it to one of their own. They allowed one of their own to watch it. Shama kala be'ilula nafagazel. But then they heard there was a wedding party going on, and you know, can't turn down a party, so they wanted to go to the party. So what was he going to do with this hoe, with all the hoes of all the gardeners that he had? Safkadinu lekabada yisafta. The old lady's not going to dance at the wedding. So they found her. He found her, and he gave her all the hoes. Adazel vasoyin of marayu. Now they came back from the wedding, and they found that the hoes were all stolen from this woman. Asal kamid Rav patre. So they went to Rav for psak halacha. Rav said pater, meaning the gardener who was supposed to watch the hose and who gave it instead. So the woman, he's going to be pater. Why? So man dechaza savim mishum shomer shemas lo shomer pater. Anyone who was watching thought, oh, it's got to be because Rav holds that a shomer shemas lo shomer is pater, and that's why Rav let the guy off the hook. Says the Gemara, but velohi, that's not really the reason. Shiny hasum dekol yamanami inhu gufayu kabadehi safta avu mafkadilahu. It's different over there because every single day these guys would give their hose to that woman. What's the whole reason that Rabbi Yochanan said Yechayiv in Abaye is analysis? The whole reason he said Yechayiv in a Shomer Shemas L'Shomer is because the original Bayam could argue, I don't trust that person, I trusted you. But in this case, they trust that person every single day. They always trust that woman. So you can't have such a taina. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, when the Rambam in Hilchos Schirus, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, quotes this halacha, the Rambam writes, "Lefichach im hayaderech habayil mahafkid tamid davar ze etzal hashomer hasheni, hari hashomer harishon patur milshalem." If it's always the derech of the bailim, tamid, to constantly give over as a shmira, as a pikadon, this item to the ultimate shomer, to that second shomer, the first shomer is going to be patur from paying. Kesuv Mishnah quotes from the Marivayil in his Truvos, that who's medayik from the Rambam, that apparently, what if the original owner had given to this old woman once or twice? But it's not like a consistent thing, but he had given it to her to watch a few times. So can the original Shomer now argue, look, you do trust her, you've given it to her before, I know you've given it to her before, granted you don't give it to her every day, but I know that you trust her because you've given it to her once or twice. So the Marivayil is medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam says, tamid, that it's only when you give it on a consistent basis each and every day. But if you only give it once or twice, that wouldn't be enough to establish that he's totally comfortable giving it to that safta, giving it to that old woman. Kesef Mishnah really doesn't like that diuk in the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah says that, how are you going to define tamid? Every single day? It's never going to happen. It makes the case impossible. Who gives something to somebody every single day? So he doesn't think that... That it's possible that that's what the Rambam means. And he says, besides for that, the Rambam goes on to explain, Shaharehu Omer Lebailim Zeha Dover Shev Kadetem Etzli Osh Altem Emesh Hisam Afkidin Oso Etzel Zeshev Kadeti Ani Etzlo. The Rambam goes on to explain, what's the original Shomer's Taina? The thing that you were mafkid to me, yesterday you were mafkid to that person. The Taina is not, you were mafkid to that person yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before and the day before, etc. No, you were mafkid yesterday to that person. So the diuk in the second half of the Rambam statement shows that you only have to have been mafkid it once or twice. That it's not a din in tamid. So the Kesef Mishnah says that that's not pshat in the Rambam. But we know the Rambam doesn't waste a single word. And if the Rambam uses the word tamid, he must have used the word tamid for a reason. So the Kesef Mishnah tries to figure that out as well. He says, it could be that he used the word tamid to tell me as to preclude a case where you only gave it to the person b'shas chirum, when it was a desperate time where things were getting plundered and you just needed to get it to somebody and that was the only person available. So that's why he says tamid, in the sense that even under totally normal conditions, you gave it to that person. That's all tamid comes to teach me. That's one possibility. Or he says, maybe the Rambam says tamid to preclude a case where you normally mafkid to that person, and then afterwards the person became an ani, or became chashud, and then you certainly, the fact that you had given it to them previously does not indicate that you would still give it to them. So tamid just indicates that the situation is still constant, that the situation, the circumstances of giving a pikadon to this person are the same as they were when you originally gave it to this person, so there's no reason to believe you would change your mind. But again, the Kesef Mishnah is insistent that the Rambam does not hold that it has to be on a constant basis. The case in the Gemara happens to be that it was on a constant basis, but it does not have to be that way. That's how the Kesef Mishnah learns it. Says the Gemara Vayter, Yosef Rabbi Ami v'kamer lo l'hashmaiter. Rabbi Ami was saying over this teaching, Esfer Rabbi Abba Ramamel Rabbi Ami, Asocher Parah Mechavero V'shilu L'acher Mesa Kedarkos. Rabbi Abba Ramamel asked on Rabbi Ami, if someone rents a cow from his friend, our Mishnah, and then he lends it to somebody else and it dies Mesa Kedarka, so what happens? Yishava Asocher Shemesa Kedarka. The renter swears to the original owner that it died Kedarka, V'ashol Mishalim L'socher, and the borrower is going to have to pay the Socher. Now wait a second. V'imisa Leime Ein Ritzoni Shepikton B'Yadacher. If Rabbi Yochanan's whole svar of why Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is Chayiv is because the original owner can say, I don't want my pikadon in the hands of that person, I want it in your hands, I don't don't care what level of shmirah they do in it. They do on it. I wanted it in your hands. So can't you say the same thing in this case? Can't the original owner tell the socher, I rented it to you. I didn't want you to go give it to a shoel, to lend it out to a shoel. I didn't want my pikadon in his hands. So why don't we say the same thing? Why, in fact, can the socher get himself off the hook by just swearing? No, in this case, the bailim gave him rishus to lend it to somebody else, to that other person, lahashil. He gave him explicit permission that if you want to lend it to Joe, you can go lend it to Joe. And that's what he did. Frak the Gemara, yeah, but if the bailim gave rishus explicitly to lend it to that guy, then you should really pay back to the bailim. The shovel should pay the bailim, because the shovel shouldn't pay the socher. The real person who lent it to him was the bailim. It's as if the socher were a shliach, right? The bailim told the socher, go and lend it to that guy, it's fine. So he's really only acting as a middleman. And the payment should go back to the original bailim. So says Gemara, no, da'amr le'li da'tach. He didn't explicitly say, you should go and lend it to that guy. He says, you know, do as you please with it. If you want to lend it out to him for throughout the days of your rental, that's fine. If you don't want to lend it out to him during the days of your rental, also fine. I don't care, one way or the other. And therefore, it is, in fact, the socher who's doing the lending, and therefore the borrower has to deal and pay the socher and not the original owner. That's the case of our Mishnah. So that's how he answers it up. Masav Rami Bar Chama, so Rami Bar Chama asks the following kasha, Mafkin Moses El Chavero, Tsaron Viv Shil Nachorav, if someone gives money as a bikadon to his friend and he wraps it up and he throws it in his backpack, Masron Labano Bito Akitanim, and then he gives it over to his young children, to his children under Bar Bas Mitzvah, Vinna Al Bifneim Shalo Karoi, and he locks it up in a less than perfect way in front of them, not in a way that's not so secure. Chayiv Shalo Shamar Kedar Chashomrim, he's going to be chayiv because he didn't have a high enough level of shmira on it. Says Gemara, time of the ketanim, hagdolim pater. Sounds like the only problem is he gave it to his children who were ketanim. But had he given it to responsible gedolim, he'd be pater. Amai, name alayin resoda shepikdon biaracher. According to Rabbi Yochanan, isn't this a problem? Shouldn't Rabbi Yochanan say that he should be chayiv either way? Because when I give you something to watch, I don't give it to you to give to gedolim. I give it to you to watch, not for anybody else. I don't want anybody else watching it. So Rava says, no. Kala mafkid. I know that if you have a family, if you have a wife and you have children, when I'm giving you something to watch, I know that there are going to be times where it's left with your wife and where it's left with your children. You can't argue that I didn't give it to your wife and children to watch. As long as they're gedolim, then you're allowed to trust them, because I trusted them by giving it to you. I mean, Ardai Dekanami Dekatani, and it's really Meduyuk in the Mishnah that way, because it's, what does it say? Osha Masron Lebno Ubito Hakatanim Chayiv. If you give it to your son and daughter who are Katanim, you're going to be Chayiv. What's the Diyuk? Halubno Lebito Hagdolim Pater. If it were your son and daughter who are Gedolim, you're going to be Pater. But if we're anybody else who are Gedolim, it would make it sound like the only reason there's a distinction between Ketanim and Gedolim is because you're dealing with your children. But if you were giving to anybody else, there would be no distinction between Ketanim and Gedolim. If you were giving it to outsiders, to people who aren't part of your family, you're going to be Chayiv either way. Exactly like Rabbi Yochanan said, that a Shomer Shemasul Shomer is Chayiv, because the guy could say, I don't want my Pikadim in the hands of someone else. And the Diyuk that it's correct is De'im Kain, if that were not correct, listen, meaning if you were allowed to give it to Gedolim outside of your family, listen to Ketanim Stama. Say that if you give it to any Ketanim, you're going to be Chayiv, and I'd be Medayik, and therefore if you give it to any Gedolim, you're a Shomer Shemasul Shomer, and you'd be Pater. So Shema Mira, from the fact that it doesn't just Stam say Ketanim, it says Beno Bito HaKetanim, that's a Diuk, that's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Fractosos, if it's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't that make it a Kasha on Rav? Right now, Shomer Shemasul Shomer, the Diuk in the Mishnah is, it says Beno Bito HaKetanim. Why didn't it say Ketanim Stama, according to Rav, whereby we would then be able to be Medayik, you give it to any Gedolim and you're fine. So Fractosos in Tomer, Tikshel Rav, ? Right? Isn't that by definition a Kasha and Rav? So says Tosos Yeshomer, the Banav Nakat Rabusa. Now the Chiddush of Banav is as follows. The Salkadai Techamina Dal Das Banav Ketanim Nami Mafkid, the Regilus Sushal Pam Moser Chafetzel Banav Ketanim. I might have thought that when I give you a Pikadon, not only do I have Das that sometimes your older children are going to watch it, I also have Das that sometimes your younger children are going to watch it. Kamash Milan, that no, even your own children are not included in the Shemira when they are Ketanim. I don't expect you to trust your 8-year-old with it. I expect you to trust your 15-year-old with it, not your 8-year-old with it. Another possible reason why it said banav and not just ketanim, mishum debay lemedak hagadolim havi kederach hashomrim. Mutter. The diuk is supposed to be that if you were to give it to gedolim, then it would be totally mutter. Now this is Tosos Lashitaso from Amud Aleph, meaning had it just said ketanim stama, what would be the diuk? But if you give it to gedolim, then it's mutter. Says Tosos, according to Rav, it's not mutter to give it to another shomer. It's never mutter to give it to another shomer. You know when it is mutter though? When you give it to your adult children. That's totally mutter because that the guy expects. So that's why we wanted to make the diuk where if you were to give it to banav gedolim, that would be mutter. But that would be mutter, but anything else would only be pater, would not be mutter. Says Gemara Vayter, Amar Rava, Hilchsa Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer Chayev. The halacha is, Shomer gives it to another Shomer, he's Chayev. Lomi Bayi Shomer Sachar Shemasa L'Shomer Chinam, Degrei Gar L'Shmiraso. We don't even need to say that when a Shomer Sachar gives it to a Shomer Chinam, where he downgrades the level of Shmira, Ela Filu Shomer Chinam Shemasa L'Shomer Sachar Chayev. Even if Shomer Chinam gives it to a Shomer Sachar, where he upgrades the level of Shmira, he's going to be Chayev. My time, Damalei At Mehemet L'Bishvua, Heich Lo Mehemet L'Bishvua. But a totally different reason now, right? It's not that you're going to be Pater because Stam, you gave it to a Ben Das. It's because I can say to him, I'm sorry, the Shita that Chayiv it's not that I don't trust the other guy with it, it's that I would believe you to take a Shavua, I wouldn't believe the other guy to take a Shavua. That's the Svara, totally different Svara. We're going to see that such a Svara makes a difference. In fact, look at Tosos. At mehem nesli b'shavua, ulekach heicha sha'shomer arishon yachal yishava ala ones. Let's say the first Shomer saw, after he gave it to the second Shomer, he saw that it got struck by lightning, that there was some major ones that happened that he could not have controlled. So he knows, he was witness to the ones. So he can take a Shavua on it. So if the Svara was in Ritzoni Shei Piktoni B'Yad Acher, so then in that case, the first guy is going to be Chayiv. First Shomer is going to be Chayiv for giving it to the second Shomer. But if the Svara is that I trust you to take a Shavua, not the other guy to take a Shavua, well fine, I'll take a Shavua. I can swear to what happened. Right? I'll show you Eidim B'davar, so then he's going to be Pater. V'afilu Masal Cheir Shot V'Katan U'Mesa B'Rishusam. Even if he gave it to Cheir Shot V'Katan and dies in the Rishus, if I can swear to what happened, then it's fine. Kivin Daf B'Bayis Shomer Rishon, Haisa Mesa. Since I know that in the first Shomer's house it would have died also. The Malchamavis Mali Hacham Mali Yasam. Malchamavis could visit either of our properties and kill the animal. It was just a natural death. Vesover Rava Shazel Taimish Rabbi Yochanan Velo Ka Abaye. Tos says, pay attention. This is different than what Abaye said on Amud Aleph. Abaye explained on Amud Aleph that it's Ein Ritzoni that my pikadon should be in the other person's property. Rav is saying different. It's a din in a shavua. Says Gemara, Itmar, Pasha Bav Yatzagum Mesa Gedarka. If you were Poshea and it therefore goes out into an agam and it dies of natural causes, not because it went out there. Abaye Mishmed Rabba Merchayev, Rav Mishmed Rabba Merpatra. Abaye says Yechayev, Rav says Yepatra. Abaye Mishmed Rabba Merchayev, Abaye says Yechayev, and Kol Dayana Doldon Ki Aydina Lav Dayanahu. I'm so sure of it that if any dying rules against me, they're unfit to judge. Lomi by the man yam tchadasu b'shev sov banus chayiv dechayiv. Not only if you hold that if you're originally poshaya and then ultimately it dies by result of an ones that you're chayiv. Of course you're chayiv in this case. Al alfil man yamar pater hacha chayiv. Even if normally you hold tchadasu b'shev sov banus your pater over here you're chayiv. My taima damrin havel diagma katala. Could be that the thick air in the agam in the marshlands is what killed it. So therefore it's not sofa ba'ones. It's a direct result of your pshia that it died from. Rav Shmeid Rabba Amar Pater. Rava in the name of Rabba says you're Pater, and he's just as confident in his Psak Halacha. Kol Dayana Dlodon Ki Adina Lav Dayanahu. Any Dayan that doesn't judge like this is unfit to be a Dayan. Lomi, by the man Yam Tchasub Shivasav Bonus Pater de Pater. Not only if you hold Tchasub Shivasav Bonus, you're Pater, of course over here you're going to be Pater. Elafil Man Yamar Chayev Hacha Pater. Even if normally Tchasub Shivasav Bonus is Pater, is Chayev over here you're Pater. My Taima, Damir Malachamavs, Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. Because Malachamavs could visit anyone. Umodi Abaydi Hajra the Beimara Umesa Depata, but Abai's Moda that if it then goes back to the original guy's house and it dies there, even after going out into the Agam, you're gonna be Pater. My time, Mada Hajra Lavalek Lamemra Havel Diagma Katala. Because once it's returned, you can't say that it was the thick air of the Agam that killed it. Umodi Rava Kalecha Digna Vaganov Ba'agam, Umesa Kedarka Beganov Dechayev, and Rav is gonna be Moda
that if the ganav stole it in the agam and it died in the house of the ganav, that the original guy is going to be chayiv. My time, well, why is he going to be chayiv in that case? Because what was Rava's whole svara? The malachamavus could have visited anywhere. Yeah, and the ishavka malachamavus, let's say the malachamavus didn't visit, but basically the ganav have a kaima, but it still would have been in the ganav's house. Even if the malachamavus didn't visit, it would still be by the ganav and you wouldn't be able to return it. According to you, that says the malachamavus could visit anywhere, so therefore you're going to be off the hook. On Amud Aleph, and Rabbi Abraham asked on Rabbi Ami, and he answered him, well, it must be talking about a case where he gave Rishus, where the original guy gave Rishus to the Socher to lend it out. When he asked on him from our Mishnah, Velemele, why doesn't he instead say, no, the reason why he's Pater is, he should have explained that the reason why he's Pater in our Mishnah is because, you know, the Malachamavs could visit anywhere. Why does he have to say that it's a Mekinu Kimta, that it's a case where the original guy gave Rishus? The Kasha only begins if you assume your Svara, that the whole Svara from Yochanan is Ein Ritzonu She'Pikdon B'Yadachar, Abaye Svara. But Lididi, according to my Svara, Rava says, that the whole idea is that I could say, I trust you to take a Shvua, not the other guy, Lekalus V'Klal. Then the question never even gets off the ground from our Mishnah. Because of course you're going to be Chayv in our Mishnah. I can still argue to you that I trust you to take a Shvua, I don't trust the other guy to take the Shvua. I'm sorry, you're of course going to be Pater, because I trust you to take a Shvua, and you are the one taking the Shvua. So of course you're going to be Pater in our Mishnah. So the Kasha never would have gotten off the ground, so that's why I'm not bothered by the answer that he gave. There never would have even been a Kasha had you just learnt it the proper way in the first place. Okay, we'll pick up from the next Kasha tomorrow.